Interim H&P, David Mock, M-O-C-K. Date of birth, 11/15/57. This is a 6 to 7 year old gentleman who was seen in December of 2024 with history of COPD, weakness, anxiety, difficulty sleeping. And as well as history of hypertension, BPH, coronary artery disease, history of atherosclerotic heart disease, status post-2-stent placement in his heart, newly diagnosed mesothelioma, history of knee replacement, and history of pleural effusion. Patient's current medication compared to previous stays the same, which includes his Lipitor 0.4 milligram once a day, folic acid 1 milligram a day, Lasix 20 milligram a day, Norco 5-325 for pain, which he's been out of for some time, melatonin 5 milligram a day, Lipitor 40, 80 milligram a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, and Biktarvy 1 tablet a day, as well as Lexapro that he has been out of again, 1 a day, 10 milligram allergy penicillin. Patient currently is not using oxygen or NEP treatments. Family history, no change. Father died of CHF, mom died of aneurysm. Review of system. Now, there's a big change in his review of system. He's definitely lost weight. He's lost at least 20 pounds since December. He's much weaker. He's short of breath at all times. His O2 sat's hovering around 91. Today, which is much worse than previous O2, his heart rate is 98 and respiration 24 with a blood pressure of 169/89. Period. He takes him longer to do things. He's now become ADL dependent. He definitely needs bowel and bladder incontinent because he's become bowel and bladder incontinent. He's quite weak to make it to the bathroom. Period. Vital signs as above, 169/89, 24/58, 93%. Heart positive, long cry, rouse, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with emission, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Allergy none, by the way. Assessment. Oh, last hospitalization was related to exacerbation of the COPD assessment. 6 to 7 year old gentleman with a worsening interim change in his condition, his mesothelioma, pleural effusion, and shortness of breath. He's not receiving any chemotherapy at this time, period. I suspect his pleural effusion is worsened. He's lost weight, most likely related to his mesothelioma. He also has a history of BPH, hyperlipidemia, and a positive HIV. With history of low calcium, period. Weight loss is unavoidable, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. His O2 sat's hovering around 91% to 93%. He would benefit from 2 liters of oxygen on a regular basis. Next numbers will also ask the nurse to start hospice nurse/DON medical director. Ask the patient start patient on albuterol treatment, the nebulizer, on a regular basis. Somewhere in there put down, David is single. He has one child, lives in Kentucky. He has been an avid smoker for years. He continues smoking from time to time, and he's drinking. But he's not drinking alcohol on a regular basis. He used to work at Sam's Club, and he's divorced. Just put that under social in there somewhere. Okay, good enough for me. Thank you.